then I'm going to, tomorrow morning, I'm going to get up and drive the rest of the way to Tennessee, and then I'll be with my family for most of the weekend, because most of my siblings are coming down for my sister's party. Now, she's having the party. Now, Big Fatty will like this. She's having the party at the Sun Sphere, which is this big event space that was built for the 1982 World's Fair in Knoxville, Tennessee. So that's going to be cool. I've seen that before, but I haven't been inside of it, so I'll get to go inside.
From every corner of the earth, it's coming, and it's coming soon. You've got to be there.
Point me in the right direction. I'll be there.
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 You want to see how history is being made in Tennessee? You got to be there.
Columbia, you have okay to land in Knoxville.
Roger, Houston, we'll be there.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I've seen that before, but I haven't been inside it. Big Fatty.
You got to be there.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode, where is it? Right here, 3561. The BFO for Wednesday, the 29th of September, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A new show.
Oh, Big Fatty, he did it shitty. He was, because he didn't like Spooky Kitty, that's why. New Vile Farts took the... What did we say it was going to be? New Vile Farts took... the sweetness out, you can really smell the stench. So vile, it takes your breath away. All right. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, Dr. Stone's back with me today. Say hi, Dr. Stone.
Hi, Dr. Stone.
Thank you so much. Y'all, Dr. Stone has been giggling like a schoolgirl about the... about the stenchy fart. Y'all, we've discovered one thing. Big Fatty is very stenchy, and then Dr. Stone gets farty at five. It's like a party in your pants, but it's a farty in your pants.
Stinky party.
Oh, yeah, okay. So now that we've covered the important business of the show, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Now, y'all, before we get into the celebrations of exiting the breakout, y'all, Dr. Stone has been sitting over here giggling and laughing about the so vile they take your breath away. Y'all, I've never seen him like this.
It's the alcohol.
Y'all, he's had two sips. Y'all, we're going to sing that song again at the end of the show just to see how much it is the alcohol. Y'all, he'll be like that, what's that dog's name?
Muttley?
Muttley, that's it. And speaking of Muttley, today, the 29th of September, y'all, we have not one but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, both are very special to Steve the Tater. Do you know Steve the Tater?
I know who he is.
Have you ever met him?
I have, in Las Vegas.
Oh, is that the first year we were in the closet?
That was. I think
that was that was the same year that you and Gay Country... What? Never mind.
Oh.
Anyway. Okay. Y'all, the first celebration of exiting the birth canal. I don't know if it's a celebration of exiting the birth canal or the arrival. But y'all, it is none other. Y'all, he's very popular on Canada. I'm talking about none other. Big Reddy Squeaky Kitty's excited. He loves Canada. Dr. Stone hates Canada. Or no, Big Reddy, he hates Squeaky Kitty. Y'all, it's Gustafur. Oh, Big Reddy, we love Gustafur. Do you like Gustafur?
Sure, why not?
Okay, it's not Squeaky
Kitty. He's never
Kitty.
Done anything to me.
Maybe he'll fart. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Met her many, many times. Y'all, she's distraught that she didn't get birthday spankings. Y'all, she's been to many, many of the Pride 48s in Las Wages and in Knowledge. Host of the Greetings from Nowhere. Y'all, it's none other than Christina Hill. Big Reddy, we love Christina Hill. Do you like Christina Hill?
She's never done anything to me.
Oh, okay. Well, would you like to give her a spanking?
I don't know.
Would you like to give Steve the Tato a spanking?
Okay, sure.
Okay, great. Y'all, so if you see Steve the Tato, I don't know if Gustafur's on the 20 or the face, but if you see Steve the Tato or Christine, wish them a happy celebration. Big Reddy, you ran out of music. You just talked too much about the Velafots, so vile they take your breath away. Y'all, he's at it again. He is just y'all. I'm telling you, he's only had half a drink and he's already. Big Reddy, I think Dr. Stone is in a stupor. Maybe we'll use the lyrics from the So Vile They Take Your Breath Away. Y'all, I wish you could see his face.
It does take your breath away.
By the way.
Oh, God.
You know, bless his heart. Y'all, he'll be so glad when I leave. I will have already left by the time they hear this.
That's true.
Oh, Big Reddy, just move the show forward like a fart that takes your breath away. Y'all, he's got tears coming down his eyes now. Y'all, this is... I know y'all love it when I get the giggles, but y'all, I'm loving it. The doctor... He can't... Y'all, he's trying to... Stone down from laughing at so vile it takes your breath away. But no, it didn't. Oh, he's got it under control. Have another, have some more liquor. Liquor.
I don't even know her.
I know. Yo, by the way, Dr. Stone has got a plant here that he grows orchids, and he asks Big Fatty if Big Fatty had flowers in the house. I said, no, only flowers that are in the house are the rosebuds. Speaking of so vile it takes your breath away. After we talked to you yesterday, y'all, we headed out. We headed out to tell everybody. By the way, y'all, we know it's echoey, but tough shit. You know, you're getting a little show. So, anyway.
Which yesterday did we leave off on?
We hadn't done Sunday yet.
Oh, so we're on Sunday now.
We're on Sunday now.
Okay. So, Sunday we went to breakfast at
Yes.
The Great Maple.
The Great Maple.
With portions so big it takes your breath away.
Right. They really were. And what did you have?
I had the, I think it was the California, the smoked bacon California scramble. I think
yes,
what it was
yes,
called.
And I had the
chorizo scramble,
which, by the way, I understand that chorizo sausage is basically what they won't put into hot dogs.
That's correct, apparently, according to Bam Bam. Oh, he's checking his phone.
Well, I'm getting a picture of the Nip's house right now.
It looks like something exploded. At
yes,
the Nip's house.
You know, so vile it takes your breath away. Okay, great. So, but the it was a very good breakfast, y'all. Everything's expensive in California. Is all I gotta say.
It's true.
But anyway, what did you think of your breakfast?
I enjoyed it. It was delicious.
Yeah, Peter G commented on it.
Something about the balls.
Yes, the meatballs are awfully small, but y'all, they were potatoes.
Taters.
Taters, Steve the Taters. Little balls. Oh, bleh,
more pictures.
No, it's just horrible, the Nip says. kind of like Velafarts. So vile they take your breath away. Y'all, he's laughing again. But and y'all, it came with a quarter slice of what is that called? That what's that orange fruit? The cantaloupe.
Oh, we didn't even eat the cantaloupe.
Couldn't we can't elope.
No.
Anyway, but it had a blackberry. Did you eat your blackberry? Excuse me, the blackberry.
I didn't eat the blackberry, but I had the raspberry jelly.
Oh, you did have the Kool-Aid. The raspberry Kool-Aid for your
grill. Is that like
grill.
Mel Kool-Aid?
Yes, Mel Kool-Aid from the Dick Van Dyke Show. Yes, very nice reference there.
A nice old reference.
Yes, old school. Too bad everybody, well, a Moose Pea will hear it, and he'll know who Mel Kool-Aid
okay,
is. Right. But, you know, the other old folks, they don't listen.
No, they're all at the old folks home now.
Right, they're in the old folks home. You know, when Big Fatty is in the villa, it's the old folks home too. Anyway, and it came with a big old piece of grilled bread. Y'all, it had to have been a foot long.
Sure.
10
not?
Inches long.
Was it sourdough bread?
I don't know what it was, but
it was
French
nice. Bread. Yeah, it was a good slice of bread.
Yes, and no, I don't think it was sourdough.
No.
Some sort of...
Let's talk another 10 minutes about the bread.
Let's do. we had coffee, and we did not have any alcohol. But, y'all, we came back here to the Casa de Velafarts, and... what did we do? Did we record?
I think we recorded a
We recorded Monday and Tuesday. Yeah.
Took a little nap.
Yes. We took a little nap. And y'all, then we were off. We were off to have cocktails with some of Dr. Stone's friends. Why don't you fill everybody in on that? Y'all, by the way, before we get to that, y'all, Dr. Stone... y'all, you'd think he's concerned with the elderly. Y'all, he made me walk so far. Y'all, we passed all kinds of parking spaces. No, we are going to go park over in East Whoop Whoop and walk to the bar. But anyway, I didn't bring it up. I didn't bring it up a single time. I brought it up multiple times.
And Dr. Stone
almost pushed me into oncoming traffic. But anyway, talk about the...
We meet Sunday Funday at the Uptown Tavern now that the Martinis Above Fourth is closed permanently.
Right.
And so we were with the friends over at the Uptown Tavern and... You had a margarita.
I did have the margarita.
With the tajin rim.
Right. Tajin was rimming me, my glass, and...
And I had the lemongrass Collins.
Y'all, it looked like it had...
celery stalks in it, right?
Pieces of... It looked like bamboo to me.
Sure, bamboo.
Okay, but y'all, it was tasty.
It was tasty, and the conversation was good, wasn't it?
The conversation was lovely.
It was an in-depth conversation about fetishes and kinks.
Yes, and Dr. Stone didn't know what either of those were, because he is an innocent flower.
Innocente, yes.
Do what?
Innocent. That's Mexican for innocent.
Oh.
Inocente.
Inocente, which is Mexican for inocente. And anyway, but Jonathan. It yes. was another Jonathan.
It's not young Jonathan no. from the left coast or no. from the right coast rather. It's
right.
It's
not Jonathan Army Jonathan. No. It's not recruit Jonathan.
No.
However, recruit Jonathan did call me during the goodbyes.
That's right, he did.
And he had a popper question.
He needed an expert opinion on poppers.
Yes, and so I put him on the phone with Dr. Stone.
No.
And then after that, we went and had a lovely, just a lovely a supper in La Mesa.
La Mesa, California, yes.
La Mesa. Dr. Stone got lost. He didn't know where the hell he was.
Well, no, that was coming back.
Coming back. What did you have for the supper?
Tell him about the name of the restaurant. Do you remember the name?
You like Bobo?
Yes.
It was Bobo's. And,
yes.
You know, y'all, we went right on in honking. Honk, honk. They thought some geese had arrived. But what did you have for your supper?
Well, first of all, we
started off with this giant plank of fried Brussels sprouts.
Right. With the pancetta and the Parmesan cheese.
Yes, it was delicious.
And I had the smoked chicken with the finger-banging potatoes.
Yes.
And
asparagus.
No, it was string beans.
Oh, excuse me. Hair couvettes or whatever
sure,
it's called.
Whatever.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. I've got to stand up.
Oh,
the Apple clock is talking to me.
Do you need to do the national anthem?
No, but in 10 minutes, you'll begin farting. Okay. And let's see. And I had the beef bouillon.
Is that recommended by Alex Lefebvre.
And y'all, it was delicious. But y'all, we ate so many Brussels sprouts that we each only ate about half our meal. So y'all, you know, like the old people like to do. We got to-go boxes, and we're having that for our supper on Monday
leftovers.
Night.
Leftovers. You know, some people don't like leftovers.
I had heard some people do not care for leftovers.
Mm.
You know, this is a personality flaw, if you ask me.
Well, right. Especially leftovers from a party.
You know, especially if people want to give you some leftovers and you're a people pleaser and
right.
you don't like leftovers.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's sad.
I just don't like those leftovers.
Oh, is that okay. Well, I think that was a hint. That was a hint.
Just a hint.
And then we came back and we watched. What did we watch on the TV machine? We watched the Big Brother. Mm-hmm. And y'all, Big Fatty was so tired that I went to bed before the Big Brother was over. So, but Dr. Stone finished watching it. Not so much. And y'all, then on Monday, Dr. Stone worked and Big Fatty took Nippa naps. And we're now having. We had
Scones
for our brufkas.
Scones.
Y'all, they were a little soggy. No, they weren't soggy. They were undercooked. But,
and then we put them back in the oven.
Yes, but they were delicious.
Yes.
Just delicious.
There's still more in their
refrigerator. Oh! Oh, dear Gassi. Can you believe we've been talking?
One last time.
Just out of curiosity, since you're at the bottom of your drink, do you still find it funny to hear, so vile they take your breath away?
You can really taste the ass.
Big Fatty, he's more vile than you are. No, not really. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer speaking about, vile. Archer, what is the most vile thing you've ever heard?
I've seen that before, but I haven't been inside a Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, if he was inside of Big Fatty, it really would be so vile it takes your breath away.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.